suntem foarte buni cu a trimite online-ul right now, mai ales după revoluție, de când a început pandemia, online-ul a explodat și lumea a început să realizeze că, de fapt, este o opțiune foarte viabilă de a comanda produse online. Sunt livrate prin FedEx, de obicei FedEx este inclus pentru comenzile care sunt peste $300, deci totul este foarte bine organizat. Produsele vin cu gel pack-uri, avem un packaging reciclabil complet. Încercăm să facem ceva deosebit și ca produse, dar și ca servicii.
Hi everybody, listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro. Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90.3 FM CKUT.
Astăzi, pe la 5 mă văd cu ea. Nu știu ce mă așteaptă, poate pe la 8 e cu altcineva. Iubirea e nedreaptă. Acum că a ajuns departe, vreau să te întreb.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace que chez les adultes.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeune. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM, where I, your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Of course, we are broadcasting out of Montreal from a wee little house nestled on the side of Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, here is Willie Nix down from Memphis, Tennessee, playing Seems Like a Million Years. Welcome back. For those of you who were just tuning in there around mid-track, that was, of course, Willie Nicks playing Seems Like a Million Years. Once again, you're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nest on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. And of course, as always, this week, as in every week for the last few years, I, your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, and I'm about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. But before we get started on the program, a bit of a disclaimer. You might hear some weird whining noises kind of interfering with my microphone here. Unfortunately, that is unavoidable because I'm kind of recording right next to the heater in my parents' house. We're kind of going through renovations right now. So the space where I usually record has been repurposed for all the folks who are here who are still working from home. So just don't mind the noise. I'm going to try and keep the talking down to a minimum as much as possible on this show anyhow. After all, I did talk a lot in the last one. So I figured, you know, y'all just want to hear some good old-fashioned blues tunes and brand new blues tunes and the like for this week anyhow. So, without further ado, let's keep the tunes rolling. Here are the Stone Foxes playing that classic Muddy Waters number, Rollin' and Tumblin'. We'll be right back.
gonna do, baby, Lord, when your trouble get like mine? A mouthful of sugar and drink a bottle of Kevin time. Now you know, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Boy, I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. Drop down, baby. Drop down like the shadow of the rim. God made a hell, you know, and made him great, big, and stout. He wasn't satisfied, you know, until he made him a snout. He made a snout, you know, just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made his tail. He made his tail, you know, just to fan the flies.
Yeah.
He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes.
Yes, man.
He made his eyes, you know, just to look over the grass.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't satisfied until he made him a yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 you know, he did not get it fixed.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't satisfied until he made him a great black dick. He made his dick, you know, just to flop in the cock. He wasn't satisfied until he cut the pop.
Uh-huh.
He was a burning motherfucker, stinking cocksucker. Yanny and his cousin, sister and his brother. Last time I see his grandma, one brought to feel hot and old, Lord, and Lord. Talk on the mouthpiece, you know, going tick, tick, tick. Little sister in the hen house, son of grandpa's dick. Up she slipped, you know, and down she fell.
Oh, yeah.
A cock flew, you know, just like a mussel shell. She was a fucking motherfucker, a funky cocksucker, stinking son of a bitch, and all this tons of bitch. You know, it went on down the field. She didn't have no drawers on. Holler at your mother, and I told her to wait. She went shaking you like that, like jelly on a plate. As she shook that jelly on her plate, she went steaming just like a Cadillac 8. She was a steaming motherfucker, a stinking cocksucker, a funky motherfucker, and a sister and a brother. Last time I seen your grandma, she was going across and said, oh, Lordy, Lord.
Trouble by the home.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:17 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last few tracks in that set, as always, three tracks ago, we heard from Johnny London off the Sun Records label again, playing Driving Slow. And right after that, a real dirty number by Will Shade titled Dirty Dozen. And of course, from whom you just recently heard, a true queen of the Hill Country Blues, that was Jessie Mae Hemphill playing Go Back to You Used to Be. Now, coming up next, we've got Blue's birthday in the studio here. And of course, this is also for a Hill Country Blues musician, perhaps one of the most well-known of that kind of blues genre. Of course, I'm referring to R.L. Burnside, whose birthday just passed us here on November 23rd. He was born in the year 1926. Now, in order to commemorate that, we're going to be playing a kind of tune that if you aren't a big fan of R.L. Burnside, you probably might not have heard this album, but this is in fact from his very, very first album, before any of his Fat Possum stuff. This is, of course, from the High Water Recording Company. This is off his album Sound Machine Groove. It was originally released in 1981. It was recorded by folklorist David Evans in 79 and 1980. And these are the first recordings of R.L. Burnside with electric guitar, and also his first with a band. The band, of course, being called Sound Machine, which literally is his own family members, right, playing together. And it's a really funky album, you know. It's kind of like, I wouldn't even call it strictly a blues album. It's got this mix of Mississippi blues. It's got a bit of funk in it and a bit of, like, urban blues and stuff into it. It's really a really interesting melange of different kind of flavors going on in here. So I highly recommend, after you hear this tune, you check out that album, because it's a pretty interesting album, and it kind of gives you a nice direction as to where the Hill Country Blues were going at that time. So it's a really cool document in the both sense of, you know, it's just a funky kind of record in and of itself, but it also is really cool because it points to the direction that Hill Country Blues and the like are kind of going. So definitely do check it out. That is, of course, Sound Machine Groove. And as a matter of fact, you're about to hear R.L. Burnside play that tune for you right now in commemoration of his birthday this past week. Here he is, R.L. Burnside, playing the Sound Machine Groove.
This is a sound machine. The Burnside family. This is their groove. The name of the song, the Sound Machine's Groove. They don't like that, they got a hole in their soul. I love that, and I'm hard to sue. That'd make a 52-year-old man feel like moving. How y'all take all that? Yeah. All right.
while you wait till I get home. While you wait till I get home. While you wait till I get home. Oh, you decide.
To put me down.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:35 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues for the last 35 minutes here on here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Sorry about that. Got my words all muddled up there. Without further ado, anyways, to recap the last few tracks you heard in that set, as always, three tracks ago, we heard from fellow Mississippi Hill Country Blues musician Charles Caldwell, that is C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, playing his tune, Same Man. And right after that, we heard from Jimmy Johnson playing Riding in the Moonlight, and from whom you just recently heard that old 78 RPM tune. That was Blanche Johnson playing the 2.16 blues. Coming up next, I've got a special treat for you. Here he is, of course, the devil's son-in-law, Petey Wheatstraw, and his number, The King of Spades.
I'm the king of spades, and the women takes on over me. I am the king of spades, and the women takes on over me. And when I lay my racket, woo, my pal, I'm sweet as I can be. I'm the king of spades, ain't been out any great long time. King of Spain, I ain't been out in a great long time. But I've been waiting for you, little mama. Woo, my pal, baby, if you ain't got a dime. Let me be your dealer. I'm the best dealer in town. Yeah, now let me be your dealer. I'm the best dealer in town. And again I'll say he to me, baby, prove my bell and let your love come falling down. Here's a speed called the giant, and a ten of speed called the ten. deal of cards one more time. Woo, my bell, and I will bring your dollars in. Yes, I'm the little black king of spades, and then again I always win. I'm the little black king of spades, then again you know I always win. Then again I was spread for you, little mama. Woo, my bell, like it rules the spread for a hen.
Yee-hoo! Hello, Lottie. Let's go down to the cabaret tonight and have a big time.
Oh, I can't do it, buddy. I'm all in.
Why, what's the matter?
I've got the blues.
Well, tell me about it.
I've got the blues on my mother's knee, and I know he's got a blue for me.
Hey.
I've been thinking all day, thinking of the past, and I'm thinking of my motherland.
Oh, no.
I received a letter. What do you suppose it read?
What did you say?
Said, come home, your poor old mother's dead.
What'd you do?
Then I grabbed a train. I went home a blind. She wasn't dead, but she was slowly dying. Red run, head on her, fall down on your knee. Won't you sing near my God to me? Fell on my knee, I began to moan. Yes, dear mother, I tried to sing that song.
Oh, slow burning love that you stove, that's a star. This love won't fade, what in the world will I do? Yes, if this love won't fade, what in the world will I do? I know you don't love me. Shame that I love you.
Chasing one down, man, trying to get you to some too, big booty woman. Big booty woman. Big booty woman.
I got to get me some of that.
Big booty woman.
There go one right now. There go one right now.
Big booty woman.
Excuse me, baby. What's your phone number?
Me some of that.
Yeah.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si le vaccin est sécuritaire et efficace. La réponse est oui. Le vaccin est approuvé par Santé Canada et a fait l'objet d'études de qualité portant sur des milliers de personnes, dont des jeunes. Des experts suivent aussi de très près toute manifestation indésirable qui pourrait survenir après la vaccination.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeunes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
L'épidémie mondiale de la COVID-19 a affecté les vies de chacun de différentes manières. Elle a également attiré notre attention sur l'intensification du racisme systémique et de la xénophobie sélective envers nos amis racisés dans notre société canadienne. Il est compréhensible que chacun d'entre nous se sente anxieux face à cette maladie dangereuse. Cependant, ce sentiment d'angoisse ne nous donne pas le droit de commettre des crimes de haine et de discriminer nos amis asiatiques, noirs, autochtones et autres personnes racisées. Il n'est pas acceptable d'associer la maladie COVID-19 aux Asiatiques, en particulier à ceux d'origine chinoise. Il n'est pas acceptable de commettre des abus physiques et psychologiques à l'égard des personnes racisées. Il n'est pas acceptable de vandaliser des entreprises appartenant à des Asiatiques et à d'autres marginaux. Nous devons arrêter de normaliser et cesser d'accepter les comportements racistes et les discours de haine à l'endroit de toute communauté racisée. Au contraire, pendant cette crise d'épidémie mondiale, nous devons ensemble nous éduquer et comprendre les concepts de race, de racisme systémique et de la justice raciale au Canada et ailleurs. Souvenons-nous, malgré qui et où nous sommes tous humains. Nous devons apprendre à nous tenir ensemble en tant que citoyens du monde pour une communauté plus saine, plus sûre et plus heureuse.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:51 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last few tracks, just before that commercial break, three tracks ago, we heard from Lottie Kimbrough playing Wayward Girl Blues, a really wistful kind of bluesy number. You know, it's got a bit of that Jimmy Rogers-like yodeling, but it's also very much a blues number at its heart, but something kind of very haunting and wistful about it. I don't know if it's the not matching up guitars and vocals, but it's goosebumps, I tell you, goosebumps. Right after that, we heard from Oscar Liddell and Chris R. Moore playing Slow Burning Love. And right after that, from whom you just recently heard, that was Khalif Waylon Walter playing Big Bootied Woman. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, here is Charles Brown playing Who Will the Next Fool Be? Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
after you get rid of me. Tell me who will your next fool be. I know, yes I know. There's a lot about you he'd like to know. After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, baby, who will the next fool be? Will he believe all those lies and end up like me with cheating in his eyes? I know, yes I know, I'd like to be the one to tell him so. After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, baby, who will your next fool be? To be the one to tell him so. After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. If you get rid of me, baby, who will your next fool be? After you get rid of me, baby, who will your next fool be?
Pay the rent. Since you've been living off me, living high. No, I think it's way past time to leave you high and dry. Let's skip the Inquisition. Consider this your eviction. I'm coming home. It's been going on too long.
Awful neat.